As we age, our mitochondria get sloppy. They break down, pile up, and gum up the machinery that keeps our cells running smoothly. And for the last few years, one molecule, urolithin A, has been making headlines for its supposed ability to reactivate the cellular cleanup system that slows as we get older. Before we talk hype, let's start with what urolithin A actually is. It's not something you eat. It's something that your gut bacteria make after you consume foods rich in allergotannins. These are polyphenols found in pomegranates, walnuts, berries, and green tea. Green tea is famous for its catechins, but it's also a real source of allergotannins like strychnine, meaning it provides the raw ingredients your microbes need to make urolithin A. And if you're lucky enough to have the right gut bacteria, you're lucky. When I first heard about urolithin A, I thought it was a commercial for a urology product, something for benign prostatic hypertrophy, maybe a middle-aged man named Greg talking about improved flow. I'm sorry, urolithin A, you really deserve better marketing. So today, we're going to skip the infomercials and look to the real science, where urolithin A comes from, how it works, and why your microbiome decides whether pomegranates turn into a longevity molecule or just a fruit stain on your favorite white shirt. Today, we're continuing our longevity series and making sense of the madness of urolithin A. Yes, you've seen the TikToks for it. I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is Fork U, Fork University, where we bust a few myths, make sense of the madness, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. Urolithin A is created when your gut bacteria take allergotannins and break them down into various forms that convert to urolithin A. You're not absorbing them directly. Your microbiomes are doing the chemistry for you, like it does for a lot of things. It activates this pathway that does cellular housekeeping that tags and recycles old, broken mitochondria. So mitochondria are the powerhouse of the cell. I want you to imagine a cell. So the cell has, if you may recall from biology, a surrounding membrane, a nucleus, and mitochondria. And it's the mitochondria that provide the energy and do a lot of the repair that your cell needs. When you're young, the system works beautifully. After age 40, well, it kind of works like the TSA line during the government shutdown. Slow, backed up, and full of complaints. And urolithin A doesn't create new mitochondria. It helps your body clean out the bad ones so the good ones can perform better. Now here's where urolithin A becomes a tale of two guts. Your microbiome decides your urolithin A destiny. It turns out only 12 to 40% of adults naturally produce urolithin A after eating foods that are rich in that substance. The urolithin A producers have gut microbiomes that look like a botanical garden, rich diversity. They have a number of key bacteria that seem to carry the exact genes that are needed to make urolithin A. But most people are non-producers. They don't have the microbiomes or the microbiomes with the functional genes, and no matter how many pomegranates they eat, how much green tea they drink, they make zero urolithin A. Do diets fix this? No. No diet, keto, low carb, etc. No biohacker, no ancestral diet has been shown to turn a non-producer of urolithin A into a producer. Now, the Mediterranean diet might give you more allergotannins, but it cannot install the bacteria required to convert them into UA. And keto bacon? It does not care about your mitochondria. Here's the important part. If you happen to be a urolithin A producer, diet matters because you have the right microbiomes. If you're a non-producer, food will never get you there. Hence, supplement bypass the entire microbiome bottleneck. Let's look at some actual trials and the human data. There have been tons of randomization trials in older adults. Typically, 4 months of urolithin A supplementation led to improved muscle endurance, improved mitochondrial biomarkers, reduced C-reactive protein, an inflammation marker, but importantly, There was not an improvement in 6-minute walk distance. There was not an improvement in ATP production. And there were no changes in major mobility outcomes. So your mitochondria looked happier, but in the big clinical outcomes, things didn't change. Another systemic review where they looked at 5 randomized controlled trials involving about 250 people had the same story. Better autophagy markers, modest endurance improvements, lower inflammatory markers, but no effect on cardiovascular outcomes, weight, or physical function. Urolithin A is biologically promising, but it's clinically modest. Now let's talk about the Hayflick senescent cells. As you may recall, our cells are programmed to die. They will divide 50 plus or minus 10 times. They go into senescence and retire. Cells stop dividing, and they just sort of hang out. But they don't hang out in a positive way, like grandpa at the nursing home. They spend their time spewing inflammatory molecules, which really make your whole body sick. Now, in vitro, meaning in the laboratory, urolithin A does some kind of impressive things. It decreases some of the senescent cells. It suppresses some of the inflammatory markers. It restores mitophagy. It improves oxidative stress markers, and it boosts circadian rhythm amplitude in senescent fibroblasts. So urolithin A behaves kind of like a xenomorphic. It tames senescent cells rather than killing them. But none of this has been shown in human dishes. It's petri dishes, not clinical outcomes. In some cancer cell models, urolithin A actually induces senescence, and that's kind of promising also. But context matters. This is why we don't turn lab data into longevity promises. Well, we at Fork U don't. Now, let's be clear. You cannot get urolithin A directly from food. You can only get it from the precursors, and people who have the right microbiome can convert them. But if you don't have the right microbiome, you can't, and we don't seem to be able to give you probiotics to do this. So what we actually know from safety data in urolithin A is from studies that last about 4 months of daily use. 4 months. That's not 4 years. In that window, when we give patients 250 to 1,000 milligrams a day, there was no significant severe adverse outcome. There was no dose-limiting toxicity. The side effects were similar to placebos. There were no liver changes, no kidney changes, no blood abnormalities. Some mild GI symptoms, bloating, loose stools is the most common things. What about long-term data? We don't have it. What about pregnancy data? We don't know and clearly don't recommend it for people who are pregnant. There's no multi-year use data. There's no chronic disease safety data. So if someone says that urolithin A is proven safe long-term, they're selling confidence. They're not selling evidence. So should you take it? Well, here's the verdict from us at 4Q. Urolithin A does something real at the mitochondrial level. It improves biomarkers, helps endurance in older adults. It's safe short-term. It bypasses that microbiome bottleneck, but it does not change major clinical outcomes. It does not reverse aging. And it doesn't replace the basics. The basics of lifting weight, moving your body, eating a Mediterranean-style diet, getting better sleep, managing stress by taking more walks, and avoiding quacks. Urolithin A is scientifically interesting, but it is not scientifically transformative. Save the money for the supplement. Come on our Mediterranean cruise this summer and learn about the real science of longevity and things that will really work. I'm Dr. Terry Simpson, and this has been 4Q, where we break down the science, bust the myths, and keep you out of quack traps. References for this will appear on 4Q.com and yourdoctorsorders.com. Go ahead and follow me on TikTok, where I'm at Dr. Terry Simpson, and Instagram, where I'm at Dr. Terry Simpson, MD, for real medical science minus the nonsense. And remember, I'm a physician who has researched and written this, but I am not your board-certified physician. Before you take any supplements, please talk to a board-certified physician. Before changing diets, please talk to a registered dietitian, not a chiropractor, not an Eastern health medicine type, nothing like that. Until then, have a good week. I'm Dr. Simpson. This is 4Q. Good day. Hey, Evo, you're older than A. It still sounds like something for your prostate.
Yeah, but you medical people have weird names for most things like that. Still, I'm sure someone will try to use it for that. Man, we still got work to do.